Tuesday, November 5th. We'll be here soon. Melissa in the Morning keeps an eye on local elections. Now on WICC 600 and 95.9. The Voice of Connecticut.
We want to welcome to the show for the first time Dottie Lerner. And Dottie is running for Connecticut State Representative in the 122nd District. That would be sections of Shelton, Stratford, and Trumbull. She'd be representing if she gets your vote and is elected in November. And she is taking on incumbent Representative Ben McGordy. Dottie, welcome to WICC. For folks who are not familiar with you and your platform, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning, Melissa, and thank you for having me on your show today. This is an honor and a privilege to be able to reach a pretty large listening audience. My platform is not complicated. It's very simple. It's people first, and whatever it takes to bring up people's standard of living, lower the cost of living, pay attention to people's economic needs, pay attention to the seriousness of what people are saying as I walk around in Shelton and Stratford and Trumbull, and take people's concerns seriously and not just pay lip service to those needs. One of my considerations is putting police support, public safety in the forefront, but teaming public safety up with helping people that are vulnerable, the elderly, children, people with disabilities. I do believe from my personal experience that there should be much more of a coalition, a working relationship between law enforcement in all aspects, municipal, state, wherever law enforcement is, to be more mindful of people that are really vulnerable and can be subject to criminal activity, exploitation. But I'm also very much in favor of keeping housing costs down as much as possible. I'm providing child care to those people that need to work, want to work, can work, so that they can rise a little bit above where they are now, make life better for everybody.
Mm. I mean, I love the slogan, you know, for you, the people. And I think a lot of the things you just mentioned, Dottie, I think the average Connecticut resident will tell you, yes, this is something that worries them or is impacting their lives right now. Do a little bit of a deeper dive, if you don't mind. You know, some of the things you just mentioned, housing costs or child care, you know, support for seniors, for example. What would be some, if you were voted in November, what would be some ways you would attack those issues? What would you propose?
Attacking is a word, is an interesting word. Yeah, what I would propose is what's already on the books. As far as housing, I do think Connecticut does need more affordable housing. And the reason being that if there's more affordable housing, that Connecticut would attract more people, more workers, more ability to have industry thrive here, because you can't have industry or corporations working without workers. So I would suggest strongly, if I were sitting in the legislature, that instead of suggesting a certain amount of housing be set aside for affordable housing in the towns, I think the suggestion should be more strongly worded and put into mandates. Apparently, you know, there is a law on the books now. I think it's 5414. No, that's not what it is. It's another law. I don't remember the number.
That's okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. All good.
But what it doesn't have is a deadline for meeting these housing specifications, these affordable housing specifications. They don't have a deadline, and there's no real penalty involved if the municipalities do not comply with these laws. So it makes it a little sketchy about how long are these affordable housing units going to take to be either created or reinvented from, say, standing, you know, buildings. So I'd be more forceful about all laws and much more vocal about all laws that affect housing and child care needs. I think child care needs have to be more fully subsidized.
So we have Dottie Lerner here, who is running for state representative in the 122nd district, representing Shelton, Stratford, and Trumbull. And, you know, you're going up against incumbent Ben McGordy, who I know has been in this seat. Where do you feel you would do things maybe differently than Mr. McGordy? Are there things that you feel were maybe missed opportunities that you would have done things differently, or, you know, maybe things that you feel, okay, that was a good start, but I would want to do more? You know, what would be your response to that?
Well, that's an interesting question. Well, then we get into a little trickier subject of women's reproductive rights. My understanding of Mr. McGordy's positions in the past have been that he hasn't fully supported women's reproductive rights, specifically with the, I think it's called the Women's Reproductive Defense Act, which was passed in Connecticut, allowing people from other states to come in to have reproductive services performed in our state without fear of being penalized, either by, you know, either the service providers being penalized or the people that women basically that come into this
to have the procedure done.
That's right. Yeah. I think that was
so. You would have supported it, you're saying?
Oh yes. I'm 100% across the board for women's reproductive rights.
Well, Donnie,
and I feel very strongly about that.
Yeah. Well, Dottie Lerner, if people want to have more information, they want to see your platform, learn more about your campaign, do you have a website or anything where people can go?
Yes, I do. DottieLerner.com. It's one word. It's simple. There I am. I have many, many feelings about many subjects that we're not, obviously don't have the time to get into, but I'm very pro small business. I'm very pro maintaining the integrity and the characters of each particular town. And each town is a little bit different, but each town has a beautiful environment. And I think we need to keep that very much mindful when we think about development. I believe in a balance.
Mm. Yeah, and certainly a lot of people need more balance in today's world. And so I look forward to seeing what happens with the 122nd district for the Connecticut State Representative race. And Dottie Lerner, I want to thank you so much for gracing us with your presence here on WACC. Good luck to you. And we will also share your platform on our website, voiceofct.com.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. And have a gorgeous, beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. And again, good luck to you.
And
amazingly, we are down to literally less than 2 weeks, even you know, less than that. I feel like we're going to be down to a week on Tuesday. I can't believe it, before the general election. So more information, you can always go to our website, and that is voiceofct.com.